Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step.
The editing of address books. As we continue our practice of physical distancing and social isolation during this time of COVID-19, certain things are obvious. We miss seeing our friends and family in person. Zoom parties have lost their novelty, and many of us feel lonely. As I noted previously, we are all grieving, and grief changes our relationships. People who have experienced grief after the death of a loved one often report that they are amazed at the changes in their friends and family groups. People they thought would be there for them are nowhere to be found, while acquaintances step up and provide tremendous support, understanding, and enduring care. This isn't unusual. Megan Devine, in her book, It's Okay That You're Not Okay, Meeting Grief and Loss in a Culture That Doesn't Understand, suggests that grief edits our address book. Devine writes, quote, "And it's one of the cruelest aspects of intense loss. At a time when you most need love and support, some friends either behave horribly or they disappear altogether. There are disappointments and disagreements. Old grudges resurface. Small fault lines become impassable distances. Some people say that the weirdest, most dismissive and bizarre things. Grief changes your friendships," end quote. The author suggests that this happens for a variety of reasons. Seeing someone we care about in pain is difficult for us. Our pain rubs up against their pain. In our grief-phobic culture, they don't know what to say. Or real life takes over and they drift away. I suggest that in our time of the big bug, it's giving us a glimpse into not only what we care about, but whom. It takes more effort to stay in touch with others, and frankly, some relationships won't survive. I don't mean the ones where spending so much in uninterrupted time is stressing already fragile bonds. I'm thinking about the casual, repetitive relationships that are based on habit. The relationships where one side puts in more effort to stay in touch with the other, and that pattern wasn't obvious. While this may sound harsh, it's not meant to be. I see it as a function of the COVID reset that some say we are experiencing. And we will all be on both sides of the keep lose equation. We will let some people go and be let go by others. And it will be painful. One way to put this ebb and flow of our relationships into perspective is the concept of levels of relationship. I suggest that there are four levels, each with its own characteristics and levels of intimacy. Level one, the relationship you may have with the barista at your favorite cafe. Interactions are purely transactional. There's no level of intimacy. If you're Canadian, maybe you talk about the weather. Level two, the relationship with a distant coworker. While more than transactional, little personal information is shared. For example, you may need to let them know that you're going on a vacation in order for them to do their job, but you probably won't share where you're going or who you're going with. Level three, friendships. There are many sub-levels in this section, but all include sharing of personal information and mutual support to varying degrees. If one of these relationships ended, we would feel the loss. Level four, our 24/7 people. These relationships are rare and hard to find. These people tend to be our best friends, spouses, and maybe family members. These are the ones that we know have our back 24/7, and we have theirs. 24/7 people are the ones we can call in the middle of the night when things go wonderfully good or horribly bad, and we know they will always answer that text. These levels are not carved in stone. They can be fluid. For example, let's say you go to your neighborhood cafe every day on the way to school. You like the barista who usually fills your order, as well as the cafe's warm environment. Level one. After a few months, you notice a help wanted sign and decide to apply. After starting work at the cafe, you and Barista Bob become co-workers, level 2, and this relationship develops into a friendship, level 3. Over time, you and Bob become best friends, knowing there is mutual caring, trust, and respect on a deep level, level 4. We can also move up the levels from 4 to 1. We can move away or change jobs. Maybe a close relationship ends due to outside circumstances. Perhaps someone we thought had the emotional intelligence to be a 24/7 person didn't. If we think about it, we may notice that this happened a lot in our past, usually a fairly slow pace. But now, in the time of Zoom meetings and social distancing, relationship patterns are speeding up. What does this mean going forward? Honestly, I'm not sure. I only know as a therapist, I'm seeing this happen and I'm curious about how it will affect us in the future. Will our relationships become less in number yet emotionally deeper because we have weeded out the ones that really didn't need to be there? Will we be more choosy about who we let into our lives going forward as we want to give them the time and nurture they deserve? Will we recognize the importance of being our own best friend? All of this remains to be seen. In the meantime, please be kind when we let others go and when we ourselves are released. It's normal. I'll see you again in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening. The Blakey Psychotherapy Podcast is produced and recorded by Anita Woodard from Woodard Administration. Please subscribe and tell a friend about the podcast. For more information or to connect, our website is www.laurieblakey.com. Thank you and take care of your mental health.